Congress yesterday reconciled House and Senate bills providing President Bush's $87 billion request for U.S. military operations and reconstruction in Iraq and Afghanistan. Senators who wanted to make some of the aid to Iraq in the form of loans lost a key vote in House-Senate negotiations. As a result, President Bush can give Iraq all of the $18 billion for rebuilding the country's basic services. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The White House had threatened to veto this aid package if it had loans and not grants. What happened?
Well, the White House was able to prevail on two of the senators who actually voted to make some of that reconstruction money in the form of loans. They switched their votes and in this conference committee yesterday actually voted to make the entire package grants. And the White House had been arguing that Iraq cannot afford to take on any more loans right now. It already has maybe $130 billion that it owes other countries, and that it would have to use its oil revenues, its future oil revenues, to repay such loans, which they said could only add propaganda to those who said that this war was about oil.
So now they're going to use this money.
They're going to use this money, but it's not going to be all of the money that President Bush had sought for reconstruction. In fact, Congress stripped out about $2 billion of the $20 billion that President Bush had requested for reconstruction and diverted that money to other things such as more health benefits for National Guard and reservists, putting them on a par with Pentagon employees. Money was taken away from things such as the Children's Hospital that was championed by First Lady Laura Bush, and from things such as zip codes and business courses for Iraqis. That money was pushed aside, and also $500 million was added to help people who've been victims of wildfires in California and victims of Hurricane Isabel.
So the president didn't get everything he wanted in this aid package. Is most of the $87 billion for military operations or for reconstruction?
The lion's share, $66 billion of it, is for military operations, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. And there really wasn't much questioning about that money. There were some questions raised about whether enough body armor was being provided the troops in Iraq, and more money was put in for that, and also whether some of the vehicles were adequately protected. But by and large, the discussion was really over the reconstruction money.
And members were complaining they don't have control over how the money will be spent.
That's right. They did reject a Democratic proposal that the Senate confirm the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, right now Jerry Bremer. But they rejected that. Instead, they're going to have an inspector general who will oversee how that money is spent.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.